Welcome to Word for the Wise. I'm Kathleen Taylor. The folks at PutItInWriting.com point out today is National Punctuation Day. We'll first point out the word punctuation has an ancestor in the Latin word for point, before pointing out the purpose of punctuation. The practice of inserting standardized marks or signs into written material is twofold. Punctuation clarifies the meaning of material, and it also serves to separate structural units. Today we mark National Punctuation Day with a look at how the semicolon accomplishes both functions. The semicolon consists of two parts. On top is the dot of the colon. Directly below that is a comma. The blended look of the semicolon is matched by that mark's multiple functions. Depending on context, the semicolon acts as a colon, a comma, or a period. When used the same way as the period, the semicolon signals the end of a complete clause, or it separates related independent clauses joined without a coordinating conjunction. When used as a higher-level comma, the semicolon separates long or complex elements in a series. And when the semicolon functions as a colon, it signals that the rest of the sentence is loosely related to the first part, without, like the colon, implying that what follows serves to exemplify, amplify, or describe. Michael Steinmeck is our engineer. Our production and research support comes from Merriam-Webster, publisher of language reference books and CDs, including the new Merriam-Webster's Primary Dictionary with illustrations by Ruth Heller.
Is this the first time you have loved? And she answered, yes.